Wildlife, amazing animals, extraordinary people, astonishing places. Written and read by Simon King. Simon! What on earth is that dreadful smell? The aroma had, by now, crept into every corner of the house, including my mother's bedroom, where she was trying to take a well-earned break. I had left the badger's head to simmer on a low flame, whilst I returned to my bedroom to get on with the more pressing task of skinning a common shrew carcass that I had found that morning during my walk through the local woods. Maybe I'd been neglecting the boiling head a little, but I'd felt that the longer it bubbled away, the easier it would be to peel away the flesh and so expose the skull beneath, which was the point of the exercise in the first place. I shot downstairs to the kitchen to find that the lid of the pan was bouncing happily on a ring of green-tinged foam, some of which had dribbled down the side. At 11 years old, I was not the most adept of cooks. I was soon joined by my mother, who, holding her nose, moved to the cooker, turned off the gas, and simply said, "I don't know what you've got in there, Simon. I don't really want to know, but would you please take it out to the garden?" My long-suffering mother, Eve, was by now well used to my habits. I spent my weekend mornings, from first light, stalking through my local woodland on the edge of Bristol, looking for signs of life. Any fresh or not-so-fresh carcass was a potential addition to my museum, a drawer in my bedroom that housed plaster casts of wild animal footprints, broken bird's eggs, and a host of other exhibits. Among my favourites were the bird's wings, which I would separate from roadkills, dry out, and then pin to cardboard. Though I treasured these trophies, my overwhelming ambition during those early morning walks was not to find dead animals, but live ones. Just when my obsession with watching wildlife started, it's hard to say. I simply can't remember a time when I was not captivated by the wild world around me. I was born in Nairobi, Kenya, on the 27th of December 1962. At the time, my father, John, was working for BFBS, the British Forces Broadcasting Service, as a DJ. My parents already had a daughter, my sister, Debbie, who had been born in London in 1959. Much of what I know about our time in Kenya comes from the stories my parents told me in later life. For example, I had apparently survived sleeping next to a 6-inch-long venomous centipede which had somehow found its way into my bedclothes. Meanwhile, my sister, Debbie, had been rescued from near certain death by our janitor, George, who skillfully threw his machete to decapitate a spitting cobra before it could strike her. I was, of course, too young to recall any of these adventures firsthand since we left Kenya when I was not quite 2 years old. But I listened to the tales later with saucer eyes. It gave me a desperate yearning to get really close to wildlife. It's true that many of these tales could well have been embellished a little, given the nature of my father's chosen career, that of thespian. He had trained at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, but his acting career never really took off, and with a young family to support, he decided he needed other work to fill in the gaps whilst he rested. My mother was no stranger to the stage either. Her father was a professional jazz musician, and she had begun appearing on stage while still in school. So, between them, my parents could make any story of everyday life turn into the most colourful adventure, and with it send a young boy's imagination flying. Our time in Kenya was cut short abruptly when my father was offered the opportunity to start work with the BBC in Bristol as a reporter for the regional news programme Points West. It was to be the last time I would see my birthplace for 22 years, but I continued to carry a sense of being Kenyan when we moved to the UK in 1964. If the seeds of a passion for the natural world had been sown on African soil, they now found themselves a little starved of nourishment in a flat on the edge of Cottam, just north of Bristol city centre. But a year later we moved to Sea Mills, an area of northwest Bristol bordering Portway and the River Avon, and here, at last, I
Sample complete. Ready to continue?